Ramatsia Parakei Mishne Gimel. Machalos Asada, if he sells him property, land, Vinasan lo mixes damim. And Shimon pays Ruvain partially. Va'amarlo, Emesai Shetirtze Havimos. So now Ruvain, the seller, tells Shimon, whenever you want, bring back the rest of the money, Vitoles Shalach, and then you'll take the field. And what he means by this, the Rav says, that you're buying it, you're going to acquire it right now, retroactively. When you pay me the full amount, after you pay me the full amount, retroactively, the field will be completely yours. Usser. Nobody is allowed to do this. Not only that, nobody's able to use the field during that time. Why not? Because let's say the buyer uses the field during that time. So if the buyer's using the field, and let's say at the end of the day, he never really gives him the full money. So now the field goes back to Reuven. Then it comes out that Shimon gave Reuven partial money. Never was a sale, so it's almost like Shimon gave Reuven a loan, and Shimon was able to use land that wasn't his. And then eventually, Shimon, I guess, would take back his money. That's ribbis. Also the opposite, the seller, Reuven, can't use it, because if Shimon actually goes through and buys it, and retroactively it was always Shimon's, so now Reuven, that didn't own it, was for a period of time lending money to Shimon that he didn't make him pay for the whole thing yet, and he delayed the payment, and as a result of delaying the payment, Reuven was using this field that ultimately went to Shimon. So that's why it's also for both of them to use it. Rather, they designate a third party to take the payrus of the field until they establish who this field belongs to. But if he doesn't say retroactively, he just says, when you give it to me, it's going to be yours, then that's a little bit different. Then it's not usser. It just depends who's using it. The mocher is allowed to use it because it's completely his, and it's not the lokeach, as long as lokeach doesn't pay him. And also there could be a case of vice versa as well. He's maknit him right away. The mocher is maknit right away, and he says, just pay me back as a debt. Like, you own it now, regardless, you just now owe me the money. Then it's the lokeach's to use right now, and the mocher can't use it. And sometimes you can have a third case where he says, the Gemara brings that you can buy partial part of the property now, and you can pay for the rest of it later. Then each of them can use a specific portion of the property, because that's theirs. And then it would be mutter for both of them to use. Mishnah continues, Hilvahu al sadehu. Reuven lent to Shimon money with a mortgage on Shimon's property. So he has a lien on the property. Va'amar lo, im iata noisin li mikan viat shol shonim, harei hi shali. If you don't pay me back within 3 years, we got a 3-year mortgage here. If you don't pay me back, I take the property. Harei hi shalo. Reuven gets to keep the property. And the Rav points out, though, that it has to be where Reuven, the lender, says that I'm acquiring the property now, that it's going to be retroactive. It can't be something in the future, because something in the future is called an asmachta, and that's not kinda, because really the person that owns the property right now, that's taking out the loan, is not really full-heartedly accepting to sell the land in the future if he doesn't pay. Mashenkin, now, if they're agreeing right now that the sale is happening now, and he's agreeing to this, the kinyan is happening now. It's not like a kinyan that didn't take place yet. They're accepting the kinyan now, both sides, and they just have this condition whether or not he pays back the loan. And here too, the Rav says they appoint the third party to keep the peros and the produce, and I guess the profit, and they'll hold it till they establish who's the rightful owner retroactively. If it's the guy that owns the field, if he ends up paying the malva, then he gets all the peros because it was always his. And if he ends up not paying after 3 years, and the malva takes the property from him, so that means the malva didn't just take it, the malva acquired it three years ago, and it was always the malva's, so he would keep that too. V'kachaya Baisis Benzonin osa al pichachamim. And Baisis Benzonin did the same al pichachamim with their haskama.